Hey, money making unicorns. You guys like Eminem? I really like that song, the one that he's in there of like, mom spaghetti and all the things. Because man, I feel that shit. I feel that shit in my motherfucking bones. I ain't got no quit in me either. Real Slim Shady over here, fucking unicorn style. Take off your pants. Unleash your true self. Real unicorns don't wear pants. Get back on that motherfucking unicorn. You guys. This one is a big one, okay? Entrepreneurship is motherfucking hard, okay? This is not the same thing as working your little 9 to 5 and having challenging days and being like, oh, my boss got mad at me today, or a customer fucking yelled at me. It's not the same thing. Okay, I get it. That shit is tough. Like, I lived and breathed and ate the service industry for fucking decades. Okay, I get it. That shit is fucking hard. This is a different kind of hard because there's no one there to fucking save you. There's no one there to fucking help you. There's no one there to get you over the fucking hard parts. It's just you and you and you. And if you have a partner, it's even worse because then both of you guys fucking fall off the damn unicorn and that thing takes off for the woods. At least when it's just you, when you fall off, it's just your fault, right? And you don't have to worry about anybody else. So here's the thing. Falling off the unicorn is part of it. It's part of it. If you think that you're going to be a successful entrepreneur without this shit being hard, I've got fucking news for you. You are delusional. And that's coming from someone who talks about unicorns and buttholes all day. You are motherfucking delusional. This shit is challenging. And that's why there's not very many people that are great at it, right? That's why there's the one percenters. That's why there's so few people making a gazillion dollars, because this shit is hard. And it's hard in a different way. It's hard in a way that they didn't teach you in school. It's not the same thing as someone yelled at me, I had a bad day, my boss is mad. The kind of fall off the unicorn that happens inside of entrepreneurship is so deeply rooted in who you are as a human, because your business is so closely aligned with you, that you feel like when things go wrong in your business, it's a direct reflection of you. If you worked at motherfucking McDonald's and the goddamn soft serve thing broke, you would not think that that is your fault. You would not assume that the fucking ice cream machine is down because of you. But when you're an entrepreneur, every single fucking thing that goes wrong feels like your fault. And sometimes it fucking is. A lot of times it fucking is. But you got to keep going. That's the thing. So few people make it because so many people quit. You can't be a quitter. If you're a fucking quitter, don't even fucking bother. Don't leave your 9 to 5. Just stay where it's fucking safe and sound. And if you get fired, you can just go work for someone else and do exactly the same thing. Entrepreneurship is not for people who are motherfucking quitters. Because if you quit, you lose. That's the only real failure there is giving up. Because the fact of the matter is, you get to fail. That's part of it. When you fall off the motherfucking unicorn, you learn something that you cannot learn from being on that motherfucker's back, because you can't learn how to get back up again if you don't fall down. Falling down is one of the most important skill sets because it helps you to build the muscle. It helps you to build the wherewithal. It helps you to build the resiliency to stop being a pussy and do it anyways. So if you're the kind of person that's just like, when things get hard, I can't, this is not for you. Okay, just don't bother. Go work for someone else. And for those of you in the audience that are like, fuck that. I don't ever fucking quit. I've never quit at a motherfucking thing in my whole life. Think about that. How many times have you fucked something up? How many times have you failed? How many times have you not gotten your way? How many times have you tried something and it didn't fucking work? And then on the 145th time, it finally fucking did. That's how entrepreneurship is all the time. Testing, testing, testing. That's all we're doing. And when you fall in love, notice that it's called falling in love, right? Is that when you fall in love with the process, with the learning, with the test, with falling off and getting back on, when you fall in love with that, that's when you can find real success because you get tapped into the fulfillment piece. A lot of people say this to me. And I mean, to be fair, it makes sense from the outside perspective, is that, you know, I hit a million in my first 13 months. So people always say, wow, you did it so fast. Bitch, I'm 36. I'm 36. I have clients who are 10 years younger than me doing it faster than me. Okay, I did not do this fast. I fucked up in so many fucking different ways throughout my life over and over and over again, whether it would be with relationships, with jobs, with friends, with just going to the damn grocery store. I fucked up a lot. I did a lot of fucked up shit. I failed and failed and failed again. I've owned several businesses prior to this one. And, you know, not to say that they were complete failures, but they weren't great. They weren't a million in 13 months. But I have different skills. Because when I got to the point where I was ready to open this particular business, I had already failed in other areas. I had already learned those lessons. I had already learned how to manage teams. I had already been fired from consulting positions. I had already fired people from my consulting contracts. I had already gone through the motherfucking ringer. I had already been through a divorce. I had already been through several failed, from more than several failed relationships. I had already done those things. I had already fucking quit drinking. I'd already been sober, you know, and not so big on the fucking sober thing, but, you know, I had already been sober for a year and a half before I started doing this. So the internal work process has been, of course, a work in progress, right? But that's because I'm okay with failure. I don't quit when I fail. I realize that failure is part of every process. You know, when you're a baby, like, you know, you get up and you try and walk and you fall the fuck down. Like, does everyone around you say, oh my God, you should never get back up again. You fell. It's over. Of course not. We all get up and we smile at you and we clap and we say, yay, baby, do it again. Right. But if the whole room went dead silent and everyone said, oh my God, you would never get back up again. Right. You can't do that. You can't listen to the people saying, oh my God, you failed, it's over. You can't listen to those people. You can't listen to yourself when you're being one of those people. You have to clap and smile and get the fuck back up and try again and realize how many times you, as a baby, fell down before you do something that you do every motherfucking day. You get up and walk every motherfucking day, right? You put one foot in the front of the other. You completely take it for granted. There was a time in your life where that was literally the mission. The only mission was to be able to stand on those two little round bottom feet and get around the fucking sofa. That was it. That was the only thing that you needed to do. And every time you fell down, which was hundreds of thousands of times, you got back up again until you learned to walk, right? And then you were probably not great at it, right? Couldn't get your shoes on. All sorts of fucked up shit kept happening. You tried to run, your legs got longer. So then you tripped over yourself all the time. I'm watching my teenager do that shit all the time. Can't walk anywhere. You learned to run. And maybe you were good at running and maybe you weren't, but you kept doing it, right? You kept doing it over and over and over and over again and got better at it. And now you hardly ever fall over except for when you're drinking, right? Okay. It takes reps. It takes practice. It takes muscle to get back up again. And that's how it is in entrepreneur land. You're going to fail some launches, right? You're going to fuck that shit up. It's part of it. You're going to fucking do a launch and no one is going to buy. But you know what? It wasn't a waste. It wasn't a failure because you got better in the process and you learned something that you can't motherfucking learn any other way. You have to fail. And if you don't, then you're never going to appreciate anything you motherfucking have anyways. Okay. That's how it works. Like, think about relationships. You know, I had some bad ones. I had some really bad ones. But now I have perspective. So when I'm with my fiance and maybe we get into an argument today, it doesn't happen very often anymore. Well, I mean, ever. Like, we are relationship. Like, arguments don't happen very often in my life anymore, period. That wasn't always the case. It was like a daily fight for me. But now, like, you know, we don't really fight. We have a couple spats here and there. But when we do, I feel them acutely. I feel them intensely because I haven't felt an argument in so long that the tiniest little things can feel very catastrophic in the moment. But I've done enough mindset work to know that feelings don't last forever. That's not how that works, right? I'm going to feel a feeling and then it's going to move on and I'm going to cry or get mad or we're going to have a conversation and then we're going to get back up and we're going to get back on that fucking unicorn, right? Because that's what we do. We love each other. We trust each other. We want to be in that space. We are both committed to getting back on the fucking unicorn. Even when we don't want to in the moment, we are still committed to that. But that commitment comes from previous failures and not with him, but with tons of other people. Tons of other people, right? Is that I went through the thing where, you know, I had to sit there and stomach that sentence. I want a divorce. I remember that day. I don't remember a lot about our marriage because there was a lot of different things going on in my life right back then. And, you know, to be honest, at the end, I was drinking quite a bit. So it's a little bit gray. But I remember the day when he told me that he wanted a divorce and my entire world shattered all over the floor, just broken fucking glass everywhere. It was one of the most painful sentences that anybody had ever said to me. And God knows I've been called some horrible names, right? But when he said that, the quit, right? That he was ready to give up, that he was ready to quit. I couldn't accept it. It was so fucking painful for me. And that's why in this relationship with my fiance, I have gratitude for someone who wants to get back on the unicorn. I have appreciation for somebody who is committed. And I have appreciation for myself for being committed and for being loyal and for caring about all of the things that I care about. Because I would not know how good I have it right now if it wasn't for those failed relationships. If it wasn't for all the people that came before him, he hates it when I say that, like all the people, all the people in the land, all the guys that I did before him. Yeah, they helped me to learn my skill sets, right? Not that skill set, bitches, the other skill sets for communication, for being resilient, for fighting, for not fighting, for learning all of those pieces that you learn in relationships. But really, the most important thing that I learned is gratitude. I'm so unbelievably grateful for this man, for the relationship that we have, that the little fights stay little fights because I know what it's like to be with somebody else, that everything is a fucking fight, right? So if we get into an argument about which way we're driving on the motherfucking freeway once every fucking 6 months, I'll take it, right? I'll take it and I'll be grateful for that. Because I know the difference. And it is the same thing in my business. I know what it's like to not be successful. I know what it's like to be a fucking entrepreneur that is fucking not killing it, right? Not killing it. I know what it's like to be a business person where everything seems to go wrong all the motherfucking time. So now I have the appreciation, right? I have the gratitude. I have the perspective that I need to really appreciate my success, to feel it, to create that fulfillment. And if I wouldn't have had those failed business ventures beforehand, I wouldn't have the opportunity to be who I am today. And that's one of those things that's so crucial for development, is for you to understand that your failures are not failures. Your failures are helping you to get where you want to go. They're helping you to gain perspective. They're helping you to climb up that ladder and get a little bit higher. So appreciate it. Understand that falling off the unicorn is not just expected. You need it. You need to fall off. So when you do, what are you going to do differently than every other person out there? Because you know what I see when people fall off the unicorn? Quitters. Motherfucking quitters, right? Quitters. I see people who wallow. I see people that sit there and say, oh, poor me. I fell off the unicorn and it hurts and I'm sad and it's never going to work and blah, 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 blah. All of the bullshit. Successful people, when they fall off the unicorn, they try to understand what happened. They try to get better. They do 5 squats before they get back on. And they look at that damn unicorn and they say, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity of, thank you for bucking me off so that I know how to catch myself, right? Have gratitude for the things that go wrong, because the things that go wrong teach us something that the things that go right can't, right? That perspective. For those of you who remember, my son's father died when we were 24. And it was motherfucking awful, right? It still is motherfucking awful. And my son is 16 now, and he looks an awful lot like him. And there's a lot of, like, memories that run through my head, you know, especially as my son is getting older. I see it, right? I see it, and I remember it, and I have that feeling, and it all becomes a little bit more real, a little bit more fresh in my memory as, you know, his face changes and he grows up into the age. He's almost at the age where I was when I met his dad. And, you know, that brings up a lot of feelings, and it brings up a lot of, I don't know, sadness in a different way. Sadness with new perspective, right? Because I'm so incredibly happy. I love my life so much. And I am so grateful for everything that has happened, even that, right? And it's hard. It's challenging because you get to feel two feelings at the same time that completely conflict with each other. That's emotional intelligence, right? Is that I can be extremely grateful for my life and very happy with where I am now, and also be very sad for the loss, right? Is that this person doesn't get to see, he doesn't get to see my son grow, or our son growing up. You know, he doesn't get to see him turn into a little mini version of him. And that's sad. It's terribly sad. But I have so much appreciation for that experience because I love so much deeper. I feel so much more intensely. I appreciate every fucking day that I have with my fiance because I know what it's like to have that taken away. And for those of you out there who have lost somebody, you get that. You understand that at such a deeper level than other people, right? You know, God forbid, when you lose a child, every moment becomes so much more precious because you realize how easily it can all be taken away. And that is so important, perspective, right? Because some of us just have a deeper level of perspective than others because of the experiences that we've gone through. So let that be a lesson to you as you're building your business, as you are going through things that are challenging. Those challenges are the things that make you stronger. Those challenges are what make you better than your competition. Those things that you think are so motherfucking hard right now, are they really? Is it really that fucking serious? You know, I have people tell me all the time, but I need to make money right now. I need to make money right now. Yeah, bitch, I get that. We all fucking do, right? What? I just need to have this launch. If I have this launch, then all the things will happen. You know, if you need to make money right now, let me give you a pro tip here. Let me give you a unicorn hack. Unicorn hack for if I need to make money right now. Step number one, calm the fuck down. Calm the fuck down. It is not that fucking serious. You do not need to make money right fucking now. You're not going to die. You're fine. Calm the fuck down. You do not make good decisions from a place of freaking the fuck out. You do not make good decisions from a place of lack, right? If you're looking around you saying, oh my God, I have to make this money right now. That's a great way to tank your launch. That's a great way to guarantee that lesson of falling off that motherfucking unicorn. That's a great way to see it. And if that's what you need today, well, my hat's off to you. Just make sure you get back on the pony when you're done. Don't let it run away too far into the forest. But step number two of this is to feel, right? It's to really feel your feelings. It's allow that intensity, that fear, that big what if to swell up inside of you like a motherfucking tidal wave, right? Breathe into it. Really feel it. Where is it in your body? What is the motherfucking sensation? What does it remind you of? What are the memories that come up when you start thinking about this feeling of, oh my God, if I don't make this launch, everything's going to crumble. What does that mean? What is that really about for you? Because it's not about right now. It's about something that happened before. You are projecting. You are taking something that happened before and you are bringing it to the here and now. You are not being present in the moment. You are living in the motherfucking past. And when you are stuck in the past, you are doomed to repeat the same mistakes of the same way you fell off the unicorn last time. So I challenge you, if you want to be able to step into this next level, get the fuck out of the past, right? By really allowing yourself this space to feel it. Because in the past time, you didn't allow yourself to feel it. You stuffed it down deep and never talked about it again. You avoided it. You ignored it. Maybe you threw a temper tantrum about it, but didn't really address the true core distressing emotion, right? So give yourself that gift right now. Before you set into place any fucking strategy, before you go for your launch, before you go to do a pitch or get onto a sales call from that place of desperation, calm the fuck down and feel your feelings intensely. Hold space for yourself. Feel, really breathe into it. Expand that feeling so that it's everywhere all around you and sit with it for as long as you can. Set a timer. 5 minutes is a long fucking time. Set a timer for 5 minutes and allow yourself to feel this one feeling for 5 whole fucking minutes. Nothing else. And every time your mind starts to wander and goes on and starts thinking about unicorns and buttholes and all the things, bring your attention right back to this same feeling, the same sensation, the same thing that it reminds you of. Allow yourself the space to really feel. Because if you don't, you're going to have to come back to it. And that's not very efficient, is it? Right? Okay. So let yourself feel it. 5 whole motherfucking minutes. Okay. And then you can consider shifting it. Then you can really start doing the work. Okay. But feeling your feelings is the first step. And we go and we talk about this thing, right? Of like intensity of feeling. If you're not willing to feel your distressing emotions, then you're not going to allow yourself to feel the joyful ones, because the capacity for emotion doesn't change from feeling to feeling. Capacity for emotion is capacity for emotion, whether that's good, bad, or otherwise. So let yourself feel intensely. And it's easier sometimes to feel the negative emotions intensely, isn't it? I know it is for me. It's way easier for me to feel anger than anything else. Anger is my go-to emotion. If I need to turn my emotions really back on and feel it, I can really get myself mad. It feels good. I like to feel mad, right? Just not for very long. And I don't like dealing with the fallout from the things that come out of my mouth when I'm mad. So I like to do it by myself. Think about those things before you feel your feelings, right? So I let myself feel that intensity, that anger, that heat, that drive, that passion. And I shift it. And I use the 7-layer transformation. You know, and that's that piece that has totally changed my life, is having this skill set of the 7-layer transformation to be able to shift any emotion to what I want it to be. So in the moment, I want to feel my anger. I want to feel that. But maybe I want to shift that anger to passion. Maybe I want to shift that anger to resilience or, you know, joy, anything. It can be literally anything. I can shift it with the 7-layer transformation. And that's one of those things that, like, you know, it's one of the ones that, like, I know that I hit it out of the park, right? I get to claim my success with that one. The 7-layer transformation is probably one of the biggest successes that I have in my program. It's something that I developed myself. I didn't learn it from somebody else. I developed it myself. And it changed my life. It changed my life, and I watch it change the lives of so many people in my programs that it's like motherfucking magic, right? To be able to shift your feelings from any feeling to the other feeling and to really process that in a way that makes it so that it's not toxic anymore. It's not scarring. It's not trauma pattern. It's not reliving the past over and over and over again. It's transformation, real transformation, one piece at a motherfucking time. It's exciting to see who you become after each 7-layer transformation, really getting into that next level. It's exciting. It makes life worth living because it's the unknown in the most, I don't know, adventurous way, right? Who the fuck am I going to become tomorrow? That's exciting. That's exciting to see the layers peel back and to really step into that superpower. And that's what the 7-layer affords you. So before you go into, I need to make money right now, stop, breathe, calm the fuck down. You don't really need to make money right now. That need, that desperation won't serve you. Gain some motherfucking perspective, okay? You are a speck of dust on a planet hurling zillions of miles an hour through the fucking atmosphere. It's not that serious, okay? So breathe. Calm the fuck down. Feel your motherfucking feelings. Ask yourself what it is really about. Get to the core distressing emotion. And then ask yourself how you would rather feel. Right? And then you can transform. You can shift that You can shift that emotion. Seven layer does wonders, I'm telling you. You can shift that emotion over. And then you can go implement your strategy. Then you can go do your launch. Then you can get onto that motherfucking sales call. Then you can go start booking calls with new people and doing live pitches and all the bullshit fucking strategies that you want to do. Do it from a place of aligned action, of attaching to the result that you truly desire. So many people get caught up in this thing of, I got to detach from the result. No, bitch, you've got that shit twisted. It's not that you have to detach from the result. It's that you must attach to the correct result, the one you actually want, right? The feeling of the result. You got to be able to let go. Imagine yourself up in the air, up, 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 up. High as you could be. I hope you're a little scared of heights. As high as you could be on a very rickety ladder, okay? You're hanging on to that ladder. You got one rung in each hand. Now, you can sit up there and say to yourself, okay, I need to let go of this rung to get to the next rung. I've got to let go. I've got to let go. I've got to let go. And your brain keeps looking over the edge of the ladder like, bitch, don't let go. It's way far. Don't fucking let go. Don't do that. It's not a good idea, right? But you're like, I gotta let go. I gotta detach. I gotta detach. And you keep telling yourself that. And you never fucking do it because you're so obsessed with the letting go that you're forgetting that what you're really gonna do is you're gonna let go with your right hand and you're gonna reach up and you're gonna grab the next motherfucking rung and you're gonna hold onto it and attach. And then you can let go with your left hand and then reach up to the rung above that and grab on and attach because we are attaching to the feelings, the desire point of what we truly want, which is not money, right? I need to make money right now. Fucking come a fuck on. So that what? So that what? You don't need to make money right now. So that what? What is the true desire? Is it so that you can pay for your kids' college? Is it so you can pay your motherfucking mortgage? Is it so that you can pay your fucking coach today? What is it? What is the thing that makes it so that you need to make money today? Get to the root of that. Why do you really need to make money? And when you do it, how will you feel? When you pay that mortgage, when you pay your kids' college tuition, whatever the fuck it is, how will you feel? Type, will you feel relieved? Will you feel proud of yourself? Will you feel accomplished? Will you feel achievement? Will you feel like everything matters again? How will you feel? You need to know that. Because that's the feeling that you're going to create right now before you start doing your motherfucking launch. If you're going to feel like a badass parent when you pay for your kid's tuition, when you can say, yeah, here's fucking 70 grand, kiddo, go fucking knock him out of the park, right? You need that 70 grand, right? You don't really need 70 grand. What you truly desire is the look on your daughter's face, right? That moment when she's so surprised and she's so over the moon and that she can go to her dream college and she runs up to you and says, oh my God, thank you so much for everything that you've done for me. That's what you really want. Not $70,000. Duh. You really want the feeling, that moment, that second. So what can you do in your life right now to feel that feeling? Because you can. You can feel that feeling right now. You can imagine it. I just did. My kids aren't even going to college. Right? But if they wanted to go, maybe they'll change their minds. Right? Right? That feeling of my son looking at me and saying, thank you. Like, I get to do the thing that I want to do. And I'm so fucking appreciative for that. That moment, that second, that look in his big brown eyes. Not $70,000, right? It's that look in his big brown eyes, that moment. That's what I really want. And so when I'm up there on that rickety ass ladder and I'm holding on to what I've got in my hand right now, which is, fuck, what if I fail? All I have to do is think about my son's big brown eyes looking up at me and I got to give him the thing that he wants most in the world. I can reach up and grab that. I can hold on to that. I can have that second, that moment, that peace of mind inside of my heart and hold it and breathe into it. And come from that place when I get onto the next sales call. Come from that place before my next launch, before my next marketing campaign. Think about that feeling and amplify it, expand it throughout my entire motherfucking body. I can do that. Do you think that my launch will be more successful if I start out the launch sequence from a place of, holy fuck, if I don't do this, I'm going to fail. Or if I start out the launch sequence from imagining what it looks like, what my kid's face looks like when I get to give him the thing that he wants most in this world. Which launch is going to be more successful? Doesn't this just make sense? When people tell me that mindset is bullshit, I just look at them like they're fucking idiots. One of my clients, we'll give a shout out to Rem. What's up, Rem? Always fucking crushing it. One of my clients, she posted something the other day that just had me rolling, right? She said something like, We don't argue with people that that have a weekly car note due or something, but their weekly car payments are due. If it's due on a week, we don't argue with people like that, right? That's how I feel, okay? I don't motherfucking argue with people that believe that mindset is bullshit. Like, okay, the answer is, all right, good for you. We're done talking. I got nothing else to motherfucking say. You guys, mindset is motherfucking everything because it changes the alignment path. It changes how you do things. And of course, changing how you do something changes the fucking outcome of the result. Duh. Right? So as you're sitting here, falling off the unicorn, realize that you always have the choice. You always have the idea to get back on, right? That idea always pops into your head. We're like, oh, I could get back on, or I could sit in the corner and cry for another fucking 3 weeks. Every 3 weeks that you sit there and fucking cry, you're not learning. And your prospective clients, the people that you're going to serve, they're waiting for your fucking bitch ass, right? Your kid is waiting for that college tuition. You are waiting for you to allow yourself to feel better. You don't deserve to suffer. You fucking don't. Listen to me. You do not fucking deserve to suffer. So stop. Knock it off. Knock it off. You can choose anytime you want. Anytime you want. Right? And that's really the crux of my program. Right? Is like in Nonstop, in Wonder Mind, in Unicorns Only, in all of those programs. You know, we really dive into that piece of choice, of how you choose your thoughts so that you can experience your feelings and create the actions that lead to the results that you want. No cookie cutter bullshit, right? No cookie cutter fucking bullshit, no templates, no fucking sales scripts. You don't need that shit. None of that stuff matters. The way you think and feel directly impacts your ability to get more and better clients. So when you're looking at your failures, let me leave you with this. When you're looking at your failures, find the win. Find the win in every motherfucking failure. And find the failure in every motherfucking win so that you can create neutrality and clarity. Because from a place of neutral clarity, we make the best motherfucking decisions, right? Because we can fucking see. We have perspective. We've gotten up 5 or 6 more rungs on that motherfucking ladder, and we can see things that we could not see before. Give yourself the gift of sight. And hey, remember, real unicorns don't wear motherfucking pants.
For more trouble, go to realunicornsdontwearpants.com. Hit that subscribe button, and remember, #fuckpants.